بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered on June 3, 2016 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, on the occasion of 27th anniversary of Imam Khomeini's passing. The speech was delivered at Imam Khomeini's shrine in Tehran, Iran.
There are specific criteria for being a revolutionary. As I said, the third criterion is a commitment to independence. Independence is very important. It includes domestic, regional, global, and international independence. We should preserve the independence of the country and the system in all these areas. This means that we should not be deceived in the area of politics. An enemy whose goal is to make governments and nations follow him tries different methods. It is not the case that he always speaks in a threatening tone. Sometimes he flatters you. And sometimes he writes a letter saying that we should go and cooperate with the Americans so that together we can resolve global matters. He speaks to you in this manner, a manner of manipulation. You might be tempted to go and cooperate with a superpower so that you can resolve an international matter. This is how they speak in the discourse of formal and diplomatic correspondence. But this is not the truth of the matter.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The truth of the matter is that he has a plan in mind. He says that you should go and play on the pitch that he has drawn up. And it is the enemy who says how you should play. He says that you should carry out a certain task. Therefore, the ultimate goal for which a plan has been formulated becomes a reality. This is the reason why we did not agree to join the so-called American coalition on regional issues. On Syrian and quasi-Syrian issues, despite the fact that they had repeatedly asked us to do so, they have a plan and they have portrayed certain goals which they hope to attain. Unquestionably, they are willing to benefit from the power, energy, and influence of every country, including the Islamic Republic. If the Islamic Republic is deceived and enters their ballpark, this means that it has filled in their work table. It means that it has completed their plan. This is against independence. Ostensibly, this is not like a situation when a government or a person comes and rules over the country, to the point that we say the independence of the country is gone. However, this approach is against political independence.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.